Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, May 17th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, Granite City wants to be crime-free, so leaders have created an ordinance requiring landlords to evict tenants who call for help if there's a drug overdose. But that is creating a problem.
These ordinances really chill the ability of people to seek help when they need it.
We will explore the unintended consequences of trying to lower crime in Granite City. First, the news. Missouri lawmakers have a lot on their plate today, the last day of the 2019 legislative session. That includes abortion restrictions. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum previews what is left for the Republican-controlled legislature.
The Missouri House still needs to give its okay to a bonding plan to help repair the state's bridges, and both chambers may have to approve an overhaul of the state low-income housing tax credit program. But the most high-profile bill is an 8-week abortion ban. It's a major priority for Governor Mike Parson and Republican lawmakers like State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman.
We're seeing the results of countless women entering into politics and saying, we want to protect women, we want to protect babies, we want to make abortion not just illegal, but unthinkable.
The Missouri General Assembly session is set to end at 6 p.m. today. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A surprise yesterday out of Jefferson City. Democratic State Representative Bruce Franks says he will step down this year. The St. Louis Democrat says he's leaving the House seat to focus on dealing with his anxiety and depression. He has not set a specific date. While Franks will be out of elected office, he emphasizes he will likely find other ways to influence policy and politics throughout St. Louis.
But on that road of continuous work, I want to make sure I advocate and make sure I'm loud about it so other folks can know it's okay to not be okay, but it's okay to get help too.
Franks was first elected in 2016. A special election will likely be held for his seat. Washington University will lead a collaboration among Midwestern universities focusing on reducing greenhouse gas emissions to stop climate change. The Midwest Collegiate Climate Summit will also seek participation from local governments, nonprofits, and businesses. Washington University Chancellor Andrew Martin says it's important for universities to be part of the effort to fight climate change.
Without collaboration to address the threat of climate change, we would not be where we are today. Consequently, we would fall short of the imperatives set before us and the trajectory we must follow in order to sustain the world in which we live.
The summit will take place next year at WashU. Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla is getting a new leader. Mo Degani will become chancellor in August. He's currently a vice provost at Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey. Degani is replacing Chris Maples, who served as interim chancellor in Rolla for 2 years. Police in Granite City are forcing landlords to evict tenants who have called for help during an overdose. The justification is that overdose victims have heroin or other controlled substances in their rental property. But, as Mary Hansen reports, the ordinance may be creating a barrier for people who want help with their addictions.
Look what we found in the drawer.
Lewis Simpson cleans up one of his apartments in Granite City.
They're empty vials. Usually you get oxycodone, I think, and you empty them out.
The tenants abandoned this two-bedroom rental after the police came looking for one on suspicion of shoplifting. Simpson says renting to people with addiction problems is common.
I feel for him, but I feel for me, too. This is going to be about $1,000 to clean up plus lost rent.
Simpson got a letter from the Granite City Police Department a couple of years ago. It explained that police had responded to a call about an overdose at one of his apartments. Police said the man was a frequent guest there, and under a city law, Simpson had to evict the tenant. But Simpson says he was already trying to kick her out.
Yeah, that was after the eviction procedure had already started on the hill.
He says the renters the police target are ones that don't pay rent anyway, and will likely face eviction eventually. Granite City Police have sent nearly 30 similar letters to landlords throughout the city in the last 5 years. That's after they've responded to emergency calls to report overdoses. They're using a crime-free housing ordinance adopted in 2010. Tenants are required in their lease to say they won't commit any crimes, like drug possession, or violate more than 4 city ordinances, things like keeping the grass cut or littering. And Simpson says the rules sort of work.
It also reduces crime because they're not stealing things from the neighbors here. They're somewhere else stealing stuff. It moves the problem around.
The crime-free officer for Granite City declined on behalf of the police department to be interviewed for this story. The mayor did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. Sandra Park is a senior attorney with the ACLU Women's Rights Project. She's been involved in lawsuits against cities on behalf of tenants who've lost their housing because of crime-free rules.
These ordinances really chill the ability of people to seek help when they need it.
There are dozens of communities here with these rules. Park says if you tell people calling for assistance could lead to losing their housing.
You're essentially telling them to stop calling even in dire circumstances where someone may need life-saving medical help.
Joe Perry is a recovery coach in Granite City. He says he doesn't think people are avoiding calling 911 out of fear of being evicted.
The more discouraged probably comes from people not wanting to call 911 because they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble too. Not so much get put out of the house, but legally by the law or something like that.
But that 2010 crime-free housing ordinance contradicts a Good Samaritan law that bans police from arresting people for drug possession when they call for help. Perry says the crime-free housing rules show a stigma around addiction.
Instead of offering treatment or somebody stepping up and saying, hey, we have these services available, instead they just put them out to the curb and they don't even care. It's the stigma that comes with it. You know, you're using drugs. We don't want you in our community.
Overdoses continue to climb in Madison County, where Granite City is. Opioid deaths hit an all-time high in 2018 of 109. Simpson, the landlord, says his son almost became one of those statistics.
My son actually died from an overdose.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
No, he's alive, but it was Narcan that saved his life.
He says his son is still in recovery today. Simpson doesn't think the crime-free rules are the most effective way to deal with overdoses and addictions. He'd like to see more treatment options, but he doesn't fault the police for enforcing the crime-free housing rule.
If the police had a better way of doing stuff, I'm sure they would. But they're struggling, the neighborhoods are struggling, and so far this is what they found to help them out.
More towns in Illinois are adopting crime-free housing, including Granite City's neighbor Alton and Rantoul in central Illinois. I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.
And we thank our colleagues at Illinois Newsroom for that report. The executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio is Shula Newman. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.